Hello.
Yes, Mr. Scott. President. Hugh Scott.
Oh, Hugh.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have anything to bother you with, but just talking to Ziegler, and he said that the statement you made after the leadership is getting a good play on the wire.
Oh, good.
And I thought you should know again, though, that I talked to two or three afterwards, and you know, you like to hear good things from there again, but some of the fellows told me they had never heard you better.
Oh.
Hey, I mean, you really got wound up. And I said, well, you know, I said, Scott really is a mean bastard. I said, you just don't realize it. You know, they forget you were once a party chairman, huh?
Well,
remember?
Yes, sir. It takes me a little while to wind up, you know.
Yeah.
But
you're on the right side, let
I'm
me tell you.
I'm uptight about it. And,
you're on the right side, and don't you think so?
Yes, sir. I'm giving a story to the Los Angeles Times this afternoon. Guarded, but generally they're pressing to say, why is Muskie the target? And the answer is that the people who present certain positions as alternatives who foul up Hanoi's negotiation make themselves the target. It doesn't necessarily be the same one any given week.
Sure, that's the...
They're trying to create an opinion that we're zeroing in on a single person.
No, you're zeroing in on McGovern, too.
Certainly, that's what I've said.
You say McGovern, Muskie.
Yes.
Those people that are offering the enemy better terms than the president has offered them are, in effect, torpedoing the chances to get a settlement before the election. I think the idea that they're saying they, in effect, are destroying the chance to have peace before November. Isn't that a good thing?
That is, and I'm using the phrase that they are fouling up the negotiation.
Right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir, and I'll keep at it.
Yeah.